Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. You know, if you want to reach the show, you can send an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. If you don't know what email is, they've invented fire. Good. Facebook. Go to Facebook, type in the David Spoon Experience, like it and or make a comment, and also follow us on Twitter, @SpoonExperience, because... That's it. Ladies and gentlemen, now you've been listening to the show for the last couple weeks, and coming October 4th to theaters is Grace Unplugged. And so we've done a couple of interviews. Again, I get the opportunity to do another interview, only this time with the director of Grace Unplugged, Brad Silverman. Brad, are you there with us?
I am sure here, David. Great to be with you this morning.
It's awesome to have you with us. Everybody's really excited about the film. A lot of good talk, a lot of good buzz about what's going on. A terrific story. But, you know, I've got to tell you, I've never talked to a director before. So I want to ask you right off the bat, you're directing a Christian film. What, and this is going to be just a little off track, what do you do as the director?
Is just the director of a film in general?
Yes, correct. What do you do? Because it's like you see director, producer. I mean, I know what an actor does, but what do you do as the director?
Okay, for starters, the old adage is the director gets the credit and the producer gets the ulcer. Okay, so that's pretty true.
Hold on, I'm writing that down. Okay.
Also, basically, how about this? In the most general sense, the producer is the administrative head over the project. The director is the creative head over the project.
Wow, well
put. Now, there's overlap. It's not that black and white at all. But in the most general sense, it's my job as director to be the point person, the team captain, and all things creative related to the film.
Wow, that's a great definition. I've never heard that before, so I really appreciate that.
I totally made that. I was on Wikipedia. I just looked it up.
That's a good one. And you are fast on that. That Google really works for you fast.
All right,
let me ask you this. We're going to transition into some questions on the film. So you're directing a Christian film. My understanding, I went through your bio, and you really started off not in the Christian realm and then went into the Christian realm afterwards. Is that correct?
Well, I started off in my early 20s. I was not a Christian. And I did whatever came my way. And I did, worked pretty regularly. But it was in my mid-20s that the Lord saw fit by his goodness and grace to save me from my own sin and radically transform my life. And I tried to reconcile my faith within the film business at that time, but I was just way too immature for it. So I ended up walking away, and I walked away for a little over 8 years.
Wow.
That I'm going to do whatever I have to do just to have a clear conscience. And in that time, I was really growing, and to the point where I thought I was being called into full-time vocational ministry.
Wow.
But it was in that state that the opportunities kind of opened up, and a passion for filmmaking kind of started to grow in my heart. And the doors just opened, and the doors didn't even open, David. The doors flung open for me, and it's all of God. I mean, I'm just so thankful for the opportunity and then the journey that he's put me on here. But yeah, so now it's just a blessing that at least at this stage, I'm able to do films that try to do the best that I know how as far as for my role as writer and director to tell the best stories in the most professional way possible. But it's also a ministry for us. And in that sense, it's really, really fulfilling.
That's awesome. Now, here's the thing. One of the things that you just brought up, that the Lord put you on the side to grow you, to strengthen you, to give you some insights for about 8 years. You're in the best of company. Moses took a 40-year sidetrack.
Yeah.
Paul took a 13-year sidetrack. You're in good company, man. You're doing pretty good.
Yeah, obviously, clearly, I wasn't as important as those guys because, mine was just 8 years. So, it was... No, it's funny you say that. I do often think of it as a wilderness time for me, and I think it was. I think it was a time where I needed to be set aside and just grow and... Where it was no longer an idol for me. It's no longer it's not the glamour and lure of, wow, get to make movies kind of thing. It's just, I got a wife and four kids and work with the youth at church, and that's where I live. That's my life, and this is what I do, and it's something I'm passionate about, but, it doesn't define me per se.
Gotcha. Excellent. All right, so on the movie, let's talk about the movie. And I've read, and we've talked about it on the show before, the synopsis. Give me your take, your synopsis of the movie. This is it's a film about a teenage daughter running away from home, pursuing a singing career in Hollywood. Is this all about her going through the journey?
Well, I mean, it's a big part of it. I would say, I'll just give it a different spin on it. We'll talk about the dad for a second. The dad character in this film is a former one-hit wonder rock star from the late 80s. His life, kind of parallel to mine a little bit, his life took a dramatic turn, and 20 years later, which is where we pick up the story, where we start the film, really, he's now a music pastor at a local church in Alabama. He and his wife have one kid. It's their daughter, whose name is Grace. She's 18, and she's brilliant. She's a brilliant singer, performer, and she has grown up playing with her dad in the church worship band. That's all she knows. But secretly, without her dad knowing, and certainly against his desire, as he knows all the temptation of, you know, the rock star world, secretly she longs for that. She dreams about that. And in a moment in time, through a sequence of events, she does run away to pursue a career as a pop star. And that's really, I just gave you the first 15 minutes of the movie, and that's where the film really takes off.
Wow. Now can I ask you, I got to ask you this. So you have children, you have four children. Do you as a parent relate to, you know, a child going, hey, I gotta flex my wings here?
Absolutely. I think for me personally, yeah, I can relate to both the dad and the daughter. And to be blunt, even, yeah, certainly as it relates to my own family, but I really wanted to be fair in this story. It's not the daughter's running away, therefore she's bad, dad's the worship pastor to church, so he's good. I think you're going to see a conflict and flawed, sinful characters throughout. And I want people, really, if we got it right, then I hope that, you know, at that moment of crisis and early in the film when we're seeing dad and daughter not seeing eye to eye, I hope that half the people side with dad and half the people side with the daughter, and, you know, that life is not always black and white.
No, sometimes you really got to work through the process of life itself. What are you hoping that the viewer takes away from this whole process? They go to the movie. I'm sure it's inspirational in every aspect. I'm sure the music is great. The acting is great. They're going to walk out of that theater. What are you hoping they say, husband to wife, father to daughter, as they're walking outside of the lobby?
Well, I appreciate you asking that. You know, certainly it is a movie. So I hope that they walk away saying, wow, that was a very fun, emotional, entertaining story, that they walk away saying, wow, I really enjoyed that movie. But I hope that's just the subtext. But really, what I'm hoping, I hope it's a conversation starter. I hope that this, as we get a peek behind the curtain of this family in this movie and some of the struggles that they're going through, which I think are so universal to so many of us, I certainly hope that, you know, husband to wife, dad to daughter, grandparent to grandchild, you know, teen to teen, that this is a springboard for honest, transparent conversation, that we would honestly look at where we are individually with the Lord, first and foremost, and how we are relating to one another. Are we living out what we ought to live out in the faith as believers?
Yeah, man, I really appreciate your heart. You can sense when you're talking and sharing your answers, the ministry part, not just the business part, not just the film part, but the desire that you have, the passion you have inside of you to say that this effort, this labor that I'm doing, this is a kingdom advancement, this is a human advancement, this is a faith advancement. You can really tell by your answer, so I really appreciate that.
It's everything to me. It really is. There's no transparency. It's wonderful. The one of the blessings of doing a film like this is that, you know, in Hollywood, where you know, the studio's releasing the film, they know exactly where I stand and where the other producers stand. And so it is a ministry. It is absolutely where I feel the Lord has called me. This is my ministry, and I do want it to be a kingdom advancer to His glory and nothing else.
Awesome. All right, so I got two more questions, and we're going to end that wind down time. I want to remind everybody, it's October 4th, 2013, that this film is being shown all over. It's called Grace Unplugged. If you want to get more information, of course, you can go to graceunplugged.com. And if you're listening to this show, you know that's a much easier way to do everything is to go to the website and check it out. That's how it is kind of for everybody. I got two questions for you, one off the grid, one on the grid. So,
okay.
So I want to prepare you for that. Do you think when they see this film, and I'm just saying this from my own sense, they're going to see it's a one-hit wonder dad. He gets a little more coordinated in his faith. His daughter's really talented. She kind of goes off on her own. Is anybody going to say to one another, man, this is playing out right now in Hollywood with a little bit of Billy Ray Cyrus and daughter activity?
Yes, people will say that. Was it intentional? Absolutely not.
Now, so it was a timing issue, because this is an event, an element that people are talking about it. I mean, it's just something that's being discussed.
It is a very, very interesting timing where recent headlines within the real news, entertainment news, have surfaced. And yes, I think people will probably make a connection. But, you know, we obviously had no idea of any of that. It was not intentional in the concept of the story or the making of the story. But, you know, all we wanted to do was portray Grace as eventually a good role model. And the connection that people make, I mean, I'll read different articles and I'm going, okay, that wasn't by design. But, yeah, I think people will, I think like any film, people will interpret things the way they interpret them. And, you know, I'm just excited to see what the Lord will do with it.
All right, last question. And I really appreciate you taking the time and sharing with us. Here's the last big question. Since I've been involved with radio, I'm a new guy to radio, so to speak. So I'm a little bit of a rookie. But I've really been getting involved in the Christian film realm. And so this is now that the next step. And I keep seeing the films getting a little better, a little better. Because in the beginning, I mean, let's be honest. In the beginning, it was the Lutheran Church doing Davy and Goliath. Hello, Davy.
Right.
I mean, come on. I mean, the claymation is like, wow, isn't that what MTV used after that? I mean, so it's like we're seeing the advancement. Are you seeing the progression of Christian film?
Well, first of all, when I grew up, I did not grow up in a Christian home. I'm from Jewish background, but when I was a kid, I loved Davy and Goliath. So let's not knock Davy and Goliath, all right? but yeah, absolutely. My hope, and I'm dear friends with so many of the other, you know, guys that we're all fighting for the same cause, whether it's the Kendrick brothers who did Fireproof and Courageous, or the Irwin brothers, and so many of us. And I'm kind of a tight-knit group that we're you know, pushing each other and trying to encourage each other. My hope is that when we look back at this era of film, of films that expressly honor Christ, we'll look at it in the same way that maybe we looked at Christian music 20 years ago,
gotcha.
Where it was clearly not as good as its secular counterparts, but it was growing, it was getting better. And nowadays, you look at the quality, and there's not a lot of difference in terms of just quality of production. I hope that in 10 years, 20 years, we'll look back at this era and say, wow, boy, they were really, you know, pushing hard to push the envelope and get the quality better. And I pray, and I mean, it's hard for me to say as a director of the film, but you know, I think people will see that Grace Unplugged is definitely a step in that direction.
Awesome. Hey, just to let you know, I'm going to have you back on at some point if you're willing to come on just to talk about your background. I was also born and raised Jewish. I went to a private Hebrew school in Detroit, Michigan, and became a Christian. So you and I have quite a bit in common, even though we didn't get to talk about it on this particular interview.
Would love to come and chat about that. That'd be great.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, now we're talking about Grace Unplugged coming out October 4th, 2013. You go to the website, graceunplugged.com. We've just had a wonderful time with Brad Silverman, the director, the guy who's helping the creativity come together. And this film is going to be awesome. You've got to go see it. Thanks, Brad, for taking the time to spend with us. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience. I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. When we come back, you know I never know what we're doing. We'll see what happens then.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Seniors, now's the time to choose care you trust. During open enrollment, Arch Healthcare Partners is here for you. With more than 90 primary and specialty physicians in multiple locations, they provide individualized, award-winning care. They accept most Medicare Advantage plans. Make the change. Visit archhealth.org.
Hi, folks. This is Alan Thicke. I was the dad on a show called Growing Pains, and like all TV dads, I had to teach the kids about handling money. So here goes. If you were ever to find yourself owing the IRS $10,000 or more, you could be looking at wage garnishments, liens, bank levies. You might even lose your home or business. Not good. That's why I'd tell you to call the people at Optima Tax Relief, because there's a new tax debt forgiveness program just announced by the IRS called the Fresh Start Initiative. By calling Optima, you can jump on one of the biggest breaks the IRS has offered in ages. It's huge. You could qualify for a settlement that's 75% lower than before these changes. They're A-rated by the Better Business Bureau, and they even offer a money-back guarantee. Trust me, kids, you can trust these guys.
Call 800-711-5743. That's 800-711-5743. 800-711-5743. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Attention KPRZ listeners, the following is a very important announcement from Jason Barth of Park Place Funding.
It couldn't be a better time to take advantage of this market because right now the rates on a 30-year fix are at a 4.375, and that's at no cost, and that's having closing costs paid for it, and you can also have your taxes and your insurance paid for as well. We're also doing VA loans, FHA loans, VA loan with zero down at no cost of a 3.875, that's a 30-year fix, as well as FHA, 3.5 down at a 3.875, also a 30-year fixed at no cost. Anytime's a good time to give me a call at area code 949-282-8428, and looking forward to meeting you.
Call Jason Barth with Park Place Funding today, 949-282-8428. For more information on Park Place Funding, you can also go to parkplacefunding.net, 949-282-8428. Park Place is a DBA of Shoreline, NMLS number 242862, 949-282-8428.
Here's today's financial tip from KPRZ financial editor Marty Schneider, the retirement professor.
Hi, friends. Marty Schneider here. You know, one of the great challenges to all retirees is the simple fact that the cost of living continues to go up even once you retire from the workplace. President Reagan said the following: inflation is as violent as a mugger, as frightening as an armed robber, and as deadly as a hitman. What's your plan to offset inflation in a retirement that can last 30 or 40 years? Do you even have a plan? Well, if not, do yourself and your family a big favor and give me a call for your free consultation. Let me show you how you can deal with the insidious risk of inflation and at the same time secure your income for the rest of your life. Call 800-727-PLAN for your free consultation with me. That's 800-727-PLAN. And don't forget my award-winning website, theretirementprofessor.com. I am the retirement professor, Marty Schneider. Call 800-727-PLAN for your free consultation with me. 800-727-PLAN.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Now, you can get the David Spoon Experience podcast 24/7. Every zany segment, every round of trivia, every off-the-wall joke, every super deep thought-provoking atheist maddening rant, every single show of the DSE. Go now to www.thejewishchristian.com. Listen, you're entering the David Spoon Experience.
You're the man now, dog.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. This segment brought to you by Excalibur Roofing and our good friend Eric Holloway, who was just on the other day, had a fabulous interview, did a great job. Hey, Eric, I hope you're listening. 20 years of experience, active member of the BBB, licensed and bonded in over 40 different classifications. Testimonials from regular people, not paid testimonials, real testimonials from real people like you, real. The way that they approach it is every customer gets the best possible roof for every situation. So it's either new roof construction, old roof replacements, repairs, whatever it takes, they'll take care of you. As we say, Excalibur Roofing, they've got you covered. Okay, so here's the dealios. You got to go to their website, excaliburroofing.com, and you can fill out the contact us information, or you can call 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803. All the estimates are free, even if you're just kind of curious. It doesn't cost you money to call them and say, hey, I'm kind of curious about this, da-da-da-da, and they're not the kind of people that rip you off. That's the great thing about Eric. He's a solid guy. That's what I appreciate about him. So, all right, that's the big story. You didn't hear the big story, did you? Did you hear the big story?
I did indeed. The Dodgers, once again, playing tomorrow at 5 p.m.
Okay, not the big story.
Not?
No, sorry. Oh, the Buffalo Sabres are playing the Red Wings today, but that's not the big story either. In fact, there's no sporting event story that's bigger than this one, because I want to talk about this one story that somehow eked through that nobody seemed to find.
Invisible soccer.
So it's even worse than that. It's, you know, we're in the slim down, right?
Yep.
So we're going through the slim down, right? Except our government Now, remember, government's run by people, and people are sinful. So that's something you just got to keep in mind.
They are?
Yes, just like corporations is run by people, and people are sinful. Hey, watch this. A lot of churches are run by people. People are sinful. I'm just pointing that out, you know. That's the church is really led. I'm just pointing that out. But they recently decided that they would use the best possible resources. You know, they take the tax money, and they use it to purchase different things, to buy things themselves. And they do often try and buy things for the people. I mean, they do give it a really good effort. And remember we had that problem where you're paying $300 for a hammer, like way back when?
Yep.
Well, we've graduated.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yep. They recently spent $98,670 on a single item. What do you think the item is that they spent $98,670 on?
I'm going to be ridiculous and say a pen.
No, it's one unit, and it's $98,000. Ready?
Should we do a drum roll?
Yeah, trust me. Do a drum roll. Ladies and gentlemen, your $98,670 tax money goes to an outhouse.
What?
They spent $98,670 on an outhouse.
It better be platinum, David.
It's not platinum. it's not platinum. It's an outhouse. It is, in fact, in Alaska, where there is nobody. So I'm not sure if the outhouse is for people or for animals.
Maybe it's moose or bear-sized.
Well, keep in mind that we believe in the combination of humans and animals, which is called a manimal. So we got the manimal thing going. Maybe they built it for the manimal. That's what I'm thinking. What do you think? Possible? Could be. $100,000 for an outhouse during the shutdown. Here's what we have to say about the shutdown. If it saves one baby's life, it's worth every penny. If people have delayed checks and you want to compare that to a baby's life, if that slows down the abortion mill that takes place in this country, right on. Let's keep the shutdown going. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. When we come back, we're going to get into an intense DDD. Don't go anywhere.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
This hour brought to you in part by Jason with Park Place Funding. Call him today and ask about his special for KPRZ listeners, 949-282-8428.
Dr. Charles Stanley on his new book, Emotions.
Well, I've met a lot of people through the years whose emotions got the best of them. They don't have any real peace in their heart, and as a result, this cloud hangs over them.
Emotions by Dr. Charles Stanley, available at bookstores everywhere. And to meet Dr. Stanley on his book tour, visit intouch.org/emotions.
Are you looking for great gift ideas? Then look no further than BlackFridayAnyDay.com. Right now, you can purchase a $50 gift certificate for just $25 to Aztec Tan San Diego. Aztec Tan San Diego offers airbrush tanning, teeth whitening, infrared body wraps, and much more. Save money at BlackFridayAnyDay.com, where you can purchase jewelry, artwork, electronics, and other cool accessories at BlackFridayAnyDay.com. You'll find better deals at BlackFridayAnyDay.com than any day of the week.
Tired of low CD rates on the roller coaster ride of the stock market? Tired of losing when the market falls? You don't have to lose when the market falls. Hi, I'm S. Craig Perry. I've been telling you this for years, and many of you aren't listening. You like stock market growth, but you can never go backwards due to stock market decline. Recently, one of my clients earned over 13%, and he can never lose that, no matter how far the market should fall. Never lose any gains ever again. Roll over those 401ks, IRA, or any money you just don't want to lose. 1-800-553-6247. We all want safety. Indexed investing with insurance companies is where you're going to find it. And now this investment gets even better. The biggest complaint I would hear is, my money is tied up for a long time. Well, no more. You can have all your original investment back anytime without any company surrender charges. Anytime. No questions asked. Call me at 1-800-553-6247. That's 1-800-553-6247. Love you all and God bless.
Certain restrictions apply. Rates subject to change. Member of the Better Business Bureau. License number 0578122. Call 800-553-6247. 800-553-6247.
Sometimes we want to tackle things on our own, like fixing a leaky toilet or duct taping a small crack. Other times we need to skip the do-it-yourself attitude and get somebody who knows what they're doing so the job gets done right. Excalibur Roofing gets the job done right for new roof construction, old roof replacements, and repairs. With over 20 years of experience, an active member in the BBB, licensed and bonded in over 40 different classifications, Excalibur Roofing is your knight in shining armor. There's a big difference between a general contractor and a roofing contractor. You want a roofing contractor like Eric at Excalibur Roofing. Otherwise, it's just like going to the family pediatrician and saying, Doc, I need some brain surgery. So just pull out that scalpel and get her done. Get it done right. Just call Excalibur Roofing at 760-743-8803 or go to their website at excaliburroofing.com. Best part? All estimates are free. Call Eric at 760-743-8803. Remember, Excalibur Roofing, they've got you covered.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. You know you can reach the show by sending an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. Go to Facebook. Type in the David Spoon Experience. Like it and or make a comment. Follow us on Twitter at Spoon Experience because Schmanda. There you go. Good one there. Let's see. Got a couple things I got to bring up. We got some really cool guests coming up. We got some really nifty stuff. We have some giveaways we're going to be doing. But right now I want to dive in. What's my time on this? Because I want to just kind of dive in on this DDD. That's all I have is 4 minutes? Well, wow. Oh, yeah, because we're running late because I'm bad at these time things. You know, I got to learn time. Maybe I should get a watch. Should I get a watch? You know what I'm saying? I mean, that could help me. I could get a watch. Apparently, I'm not going to get to this DDD because I can't do it in 4 minutes. Back to the dust with thee. Okay. Just for that, I'm going to pull out the big guns. I was waiting for this to tell you this, but just because you did that, I'm going to have to pull out the big guns. Just in case you don't know this, this is for you and for Ohio State, Ron. The long-lost Three Stooges movie has been found in Australia.
Really?
Ah, they're screening it. Let's see. They're screening it like now, and it's a long-lost episode that nobody has seen in America. How about that? Is that impressive? That's kind of impressive. A long lost Three There you go. I mean, come on now.
See, that's cool stuff.
Now, listen, the thing that people are like, you know, oh, that was like violent humor. If you think stuff like that was violent, if you think coyote chasing what's his face was violent, I mean, come on, people. That's funny stuff. I mean, there's some funny lines there.
Especially if you're a guy and you don't think the Three Stooges are funny, I really think you need to have something checked.
Just have therapy. That's what they need, therapy. How could they? That's, of course it's funny. Now, there's a lot of women that don't think it's funny, but a lot of women do think it's
now,
funny.
Okay, well, I'd like for you to point one or two out. Ron and I have never met a woman that likes the Three Stooges.
No, there's never. Women no. That like the Three Stooges.
The best I've heard
about?
Is they're okay.
Now, first of all, let's understand something, okay? Like, people like my wife, she would watch it because I would want to watch it. She might not think it's exceedingly funny, although if she watched a little bit of it, she might. You know, she is Superwoman. Did I tell you that?
I still cannot bring myself to see the new Three Stooges movie that they put out. It's blasphemy.
You know what? It's not that bad. It's a 2-star out of 4, but it's 2 stars.
I mean, anything that stars Snooki, sorry, can't bring myself to watch.
I don't know if you want to say it stars Snooki.
Okay,
but
has her somewhere in the background. Right.
That's a good point. By the way, the wife put everything away. We did this move. Everything was got put away in 5 days.
Superwoman, huh?
I mean, 118, 20 boxes and with tubs and everything. It's just like all of it's put away. How's that? That's pretty amazing, isn't it? So,
do you have a favorite stooge?
I do. I'm glad that you brought that up. I do have a favorite stooge. My favorite stooge is Curly.
Yes,
Curly
right
is
there,
my,
baby.
Curly is my favorite stooge. I think when he goes, nuck, 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 I mean, that's just...
He wouldn't even have to say a word or make a sound. The expressions he would get on his face are priceless.
Yes, I mean, it was legendary stuff. I mean, he looks a lot like Brian K. Smith. Or Brian K. Smith looks a lot like Curly. That's... Maybe I should have said it that way. That was probably more accurate. Okay, well, that's a nice way to stall for time. I think we did an excellent job there. Okay. I love it. Okay, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a break because I messed up on all the timing because I threw everybody off. It's not my fault. Okay, I need a watch. Leave me alone. We're going to take a short break, come back, and we are doing an Exodus 25 DDD. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience. I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. Don't go anywhere. I promise the DDD will be a blessing.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
This hour brought to you in part by Jason with Park Place Funding. Call him today and ask about his special for KPRZ listeners. 949-282-8428.
Here's today's financial tip from KPRZ financial editor Marty Schneider, the retirement professor.
Hi friends, Marty Schneider here. You know that my calling is to do financial plans for my listeners and clients. The unfortunate truth is that 80% of Americans don't have a plan or a strategy for their retirement. That helps to put together all the pieces of their puzzle. That includes their retirement plans through work, Social Security benefits, IRAs, Roth IRAs, 401ks, pension plans, and whatever else you might have. What I can offer is the chance to take all those pieces of your financial life and put them together into a strategy that can show you exactly what your retirement income might look like. And of course, we can then talk about ways to improve that picture and reduce your income taxes during your retirement years. It's a plan that other advisors charge up to $2,500 for, and I offer this as an absolutely free service. So call me for your complimentary consultation at 800-727-PLAN. I'm the retirement professor, Marty Schneider, helping to minimize my clients' taxes for 33 years. 800-727-PLAN.
Dr. Charles Stanley on his new book, Emotions.
Well, I've met a lot of people through the years whose emotions got the best of them. They don't have any real peace in their heart, and as a result, this cloud hangs over them.
Emotions by Dr. Charles Stanley, available at bookstores everywhere. And to meet Dr. Stanley on his book tour, visit intouch.org/emotions.
La Jolla Sports Club and Spa reminds listeners that breast cancer is a serious issue. 1 out of 8 women fall victim to the silent predator, but if detected early, steps can be taken towards the treatment and prevention. Ladies, please schedule a complete breast cancer screening today. This reminder from La Jolla Sports Club and Spa, where you can walk through their doors and enter an environment dedicated to fitness. For more information and to find everything you need to keep your mind, body, and spirit in top performance, call 858-456-2595. That's 858-456-2595. Or visit La Jolla Sports Club. That's La Jolla Sports Club and Spa, on the air because they care.
No one in San Diego wants gophers, rats, or mice on their property. Then the question becomes, do you handle the problem with chemicals or find a natural solution? A government study proved that one nesting pair of barn owls can consume 2,000 gophers, rats, and mice per year, whether they nest in the city or the country. The Barn Owl Box is a green solution to San Diego's rodent problem. Working together, we can stop using poison outside. Poison doesn't control the rodent population in San Diego, but it does make owls very sick. And when their babies ingest poison, they die.
Get an Owlbox made from organic materials and gain real control over rodents on your property. This is an affordable, long-term, natural answer to your problem. Boxes start at just $350. Call Tom at 760-445-2023. Learn more online at barnowlboxes.com. 760-445-2023. Concerned Veterans for America, CVA, a national nonprofit organization of veterans, military family members, and patriotic Americans, is taking to the road on a 25-day bus tour, traveling from coast to coast on the Defend Freedom Tour. And they're coming to San Diego and Oceanside on Saturday, October 5th from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Join CVA at Veterans Museum and Memorial Park in San Diego, and then at Veterans Association of North County in Oceanside from 11 to 2 p.m. Enjoy food and drink at both of these events while hearing from the veterans on board. The goal of this tour is to provide a platform for veterans to tell their stories, honor service, and explore ways to continue fighting for freedom here at home. CVA is dedicated to preserving the freedom and liberty our veterans fought to defend. So be sure to show your support by joining Concerned Veterans for America. Saturday, October 5th at Veterans Museum and Memorial Park in San Diego, and then at Veterans Association of North County in Oceanside. Find out more about this patriotic event by going to defendfreedomtour.com.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back. Whoa, welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. I was just waiting for that song to play, that's all. Local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. You can reach the show, by the way, by sending an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. Perhaps you've heard something on the show that you disagree with. Like, for example, RoboProducer says that there's no women that like the Three Stooges. Perhaps you're somebody that likes the Three Stooges and you would like to disagree with Robo Producer. If you want to, you just send an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. And I won't read your name on the air, but I will read your response on the air, if that's okay. Facebook. Go to Facebook, type in the David Spoon Experience, like it, and or make a comment. And also follow us on Twitter, at Spoon Experience, because... that's a good one. Here we go. Here's the thingy I wanted to say. Exodus chapter 25, verse 20. I've only got 5 minutes, but I want to get them all in. Exodus chapter 25, verse 20. How many times have you heard a teaching on the cherubim? Have you heard many teachings on the cherubim? A cherubim is not the cherry tree, okay? And a cherubim is not somebody who's into cherries, okay? The cherubim is an angel, a recognized being of the kingdom of God. And when they were putting together the temple plans, the Lord gave this instruction regarding the mercy seat. And this is what he said: the cherubim shall have their wings spread upward, covering the mercy seat with their wings, and facing one another. The faces of the cherubim are to be turned toward the mercy seat. The cherubim shall have their wings spread upward, covering the mercy seat with their wings and facing one another. And the faces of the cherubim are to be turned toward the mercy seat. The cherubim represent what God is seeing. Did you hear me? The cherubim represent the eyes of God. Their faces are seeing. And where are their faces looking at? What are their faces looking at? Their faces are looking towards, get this, the mercy seat. And one of the things that Christians could do, maybe get a little encouraged in and be encouraged to do, is to see things with a vision of the mercy seat. In other words, when you're dealing with other people, when you're dealing with other believers, now catch this one, and when you're dealing with yourself, maybe it wouldn't be the worst idea to have a little bit more divine point of view and to look at things with the mercy seat. In James chapter 2, verse 13, it says, mercy triumphs over judgment. Now, I'm not unaware that before you get into the good news, you have to understand the bad news. The good news is that God has enabled us to have fellowship with him through all eternity, through the redeeming work of Jesus Christ, and by Jesus's redeeming work, we have that access to God. But prior to that redeeming work being applicable, there's a tremendous amount of animosity between God and people. Outside of Christ, there's a lot of not good stuff going on. Man has been sinfully raising his hand in the air and thrusting it at God in sheer defiance since the beginning. Even though that is true, the Lord has provided for us a place where judgment can be put to rest and mercy triumphs in his mercy seat. I want to tell you about a dream. Can I tell you about a dream? Is that right? You want? Right? It's a minister that had this dream, and in this dream, people were walking, and all people, all different life, all different cultures, all different people, and honey was coming down from heaven. Now, is this a divine dream? It's a good teaching dream, I can tell you that. Honey was coming down from heaven and landing on the people. Honey, like big, thick honey. You know, like if you take a thing of honey and put it on your arm, right? And some people were looking at it going, what's this? What's this? What is this stuff? And some people were like, ooh, I don't like this. And other people were like tasting it and going, ooh, it tastes great. No, other people were like bathing in it. It was awesome. And other people were like, oh, they didn't like it at all. And this minister in the dream asked the Lord, what is that? What's going on? And the Lord, this is what the minister communicated. The Lord said, that's my mercy. That's my mercy. People don't always take to the mercy of God. Some people reject the mercy of God. Some people think it's too sticky. Some people think it's disgusting. Some people love it. Some people want to bathe in it. Some people want to live in it. Here's what I'm trying to tell you. We talk about mercy and we talk about grace a lot. Grace is unmerited favor. It's receiving something you could never deserve. Mercy is almost the opposite direction. Mercy is not receiving something you do deserve, like punishment. So whereas grace is unmerited favor, you receive something you could never earn, mercy is not receiving what you deserve in the form of punishment. Mercy is not being punished. That's what mercy is. And the thing that you have to remember, and that I have to remember, for myself, for yourself, for my friends in this studio, for the people that I come in contact with, is this. Listen to this. God is a God of mercy. That's what we need to remember. God is a God of mercy. That's why in his temple, there is a mercy seat. That's why mercy triumphs over judgment. When we're ready to drop the hammer on somebody because we know better and we are going to set them straight, remember this. God continually has mercy on us and expects us to have mercy on others. Never forget that. That's pretty important. You don't want to go around thwarting the mercy of God, okay? That's a good one, huh? Do you like that? That's pretty good teaching. I like that. All right, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. When we come back, we're going to do a wrap-up, but it's going to be awesome. Don't go anywhere.
Listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Seniors, now's the time to choose care you trust. During open enrollment, Arch Healthcare Partners is here for you. With more than 90 primary and specialty physicians in multiple locations, they provide individualized, award-winning care. They accept most Medicare Advantage plans. Make the change. Visit archhealth.org.
Hi, this is Sean Doan, seasoned California attorney and reoccurring guest on Your Credit Matters with Rondi Lambeth. With me is top real estate broker and short sale specialist, Vince Scuncio. So, Vince, what is a short sale?
A short sale is when a homeowner sells their home for less than what is owed to the bank.
Are there benefits to a short sale?
The main benefit is avoiding foreclosure and eliminating your debt obligations while reducing the long-term damage to their credit.
How about disadvantages?
Deciding upon a short sale is one of the most complex legal decisions a person may ever make. And as you know, Sean, most people rely on unqualified real estate agents to get their legal advice.
You know, you're right, Vince. I see it all the time. People coming in with major legal issues that could have been avoided had they spoken to us first. And that's why, right now, we are going to offer all KPRZ listeners a free attorney consultation. If you're considering a short sale, you owe it to yourself to call Doan now. If you have a loan, call Doan, 760-746-4476. Again, 760-746-4476, or visit us at doanlaw.com.
Did you know T.B. Pennock & Sons has built more churches in San Diego than any other builder? Hi, I'm Dane Pennock. My family and I have been building churches all over San Diego County for five generations, and we know what it takes to build the house of God. We understand the costs, we understand the challenges, and recognize the diligence required to bring a project to a successful conclusion. At T.B. Pennock & Sons, we understand how to work in a busy environment with children, and we maintain a safe, peaceful atmosphere. We make it our business to build an everlasting house of God. T.B. Pennock & Sons is proud to support the Pastor's Appreciation Lunch. I look forward to meeting you at our exhibit. If I can help you personally with your project, call me, 858-558-1800. That's 858-558-1800.
All of us at Cash Call are really excited because we're now offering a 10-year fixed-rate mortgage at 2.99% rate and APR with absolutely no points or fees of any kind. That's right, 2.99%. And if you just make the scheduled monthly payments on time, your home will be free and clear in just 10 years. Are you kidding me? Who wouldn't want that? Look, even if you refinance in the last few years, why not invest a little time to put more savings in your pocket every month for the next 10 years? Run to the phone and call 866-590-CASH, and we'll run the numbers and tell you exactly what you save. So don't be a dummy. Save the money. So call 866-590-CASH for 2.99% 10-year money today. That's 866-590-CASH. 866-590-CASH.
Cash Call, Inc., Equal Housing Lender. Call 866-900-8744 for terms and restrictions. Rates subject to change without notice. Department of Business Oversight, California Finance Lender Law License, NMLS 38512.
That's 866-590-CASH. 866-590-CASH.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you know somebody, if you know a lady that likes the Three Stooges, we want to see an email on that. Because there's a, not a wager, but a discussion as to whether that's correct or not. That
I know they exist. I just don't know where they are.
Well, I got nothing for you there. You know, hey, if somebody emails, then you'll know. Okay? And if nobody emails, then there's no women that like the Three Stooges. My understanding is that Ohio State Ron's wife thinks there is no women that like the Three Stooges. Is that correct?
I believe, correct, if I remember right.
As I remember the conversation we had with him. I'm going to do a DDD by way of exit. Is that all right? You don't mind, do you?
Do not mind at all, David.
All right. This let me give you this passage, though. This is a, and guess what I'm using in this? I'm using the Three Stooges.
In a DDD.
Yeah, watch. Exodus chapter 23, verse 28 through 30. So that's Exodus chapter 23, verse 28 through 30. You want to hear something that to be helpful? Hopefully this will be it. Exodus 23, 28 through 30 says this, I will send hornets ahead of you so that they will drive out the Hivites, the Canaanites, and the Hittites before you. And I will not drive them out before you in a single year, that the land may not become desolate and the beasts of the field become too numerous for you. I will drive them out before you little by little until you become fruitful and take possession of the land. There are many people that do not understand that when the Lord does something, he does something with principle and with reason. And so he mentions here to the children of Israel that he's going to drive out the Hivites and the Canaanites, and he's going to send hornets ahead of them, and he's going to give them the land. But listen to what he says. He does not say, I'm going to give it to you all at once. Bam. Okay, now that did happen with Jericho, but this is the entire land. And he says this. I will not drive them out before you in a single year, that the land may not become desolate and the beasts of the field become too numerous for you. See, so there's a law of nature that works with the kingdom of God that he doesn't change. That just shows you that right there. But he says this, I will drive them out before you little by little until you become fruitful and take possession of the land. Here's the big fundamental problem for a lot of us Christians. We cannot stand that God said little by little. We want God to transport us. We're a microwave society. We're an instantaneous society. I mean, can you imagine having to do any physical activity to get electricity? We have to turn on a button. We're complaining. We're so lazy, we've got a clapper. That's how lazy we are. We're like, I'm not even getting up. Watch this. Lights on. It's like, it's so unbelievable how we are. And yet, here this passage talks about God doing something awesome for the children of Israel, but he says, little by little, until you become fruitful and take possession of the land. First thing I think of when I think of little by little is the Three Stooges. And you say, well, what are you talking about? Because there's that routine where he goes, slowly I turn, step by step, inch by inch. It's the most famous, one of the most famous routines that they ever did. But the point is this, that it is often in the Christian walk, step by step. It's not instantaneous. It's a process. Sanctification is not in a little jar of peanut butter. It's a process. You got to go through it. 2 Corinthians 3:18 says this. Listen to this. You know I got backup scripture on all this stuff. 2 Corinthians 3:18 says the following. But we all, with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as from the Lord the Spirit. So just listen to this. Listen to that passage. Make sure you understand what it's saying. We all, with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image, glory by glory, victory by victory, step by step, position by position, trial by trial. Glory by glory means that God does it in increments, that it gets done positionally, one piece at a time. You know how you want to have everything done instantly? Well, God does not say yes. God does not go, okay, we'll do it your way. Your way's better. Okay, we'll do it your way. That's not how it's going to happen. Listen, we are being transformed into the same image of Jesus, glory by glory, step by step. The sanctification process is not popcorn that you put in a microwave and you turn on for a minute and 21 or 2 minutes and 30 seconds and poof, you've got it. To become like Jesus takes time and trial and effort and faith and sweat and blood, especially his, and tears. It takes all of that. And we become, with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord. We're being transformed into the same image, glory by glory, step by step. The one thing I wanted to get you to really understand is this is not a sprint. It is the longest of all marathons. It ends when the Lord says it ends. For all of us when that is, or for us individually when he determines that is. So the encouragement is to step by step in the kingdom of God as he's making you look more and more like Jesus. That's why he does it little by little. Got it? Cool. All right, man. Cool. I love that. That's great stuff. Love that. All right, ladies and gentlemen, you have been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, and we're going to take a 22-hour break, and when we come back, we're going to do it all again. Why? Because we can. See you then.